Temper tantrums are a normal part of growing up, especially during the toddler years when your little one is learning to express themselves. However, managing these outbursts can be challenging for any parent. The good news is that there are strategies you can use to navigate tantrums calmly and effectively. In this blog post, we'll explore why tantrums happen and share practical tips to help you manage them. Why do temper tantrums happen? Temper tantrums are often a result of frustration. Toddlers are still developing their language and communication skills, and when they can't express their needs or emotions, they may resort to crying, screaming, or throwing things. Other common triggers include hunger or tiredness. Just like adults, toddlers are more prone to meltdowns when they're hungry or tired. Overstimulation, too much noise, activity, or new experiences can overwhelm a toddler, leading to a tantrum. Desire for independence. Toddlers are beginning to assert their independence, and they may have tantrums when they want to do something themselves but can't quite manage it yet. Understanding the root cause of a tantrum can help you respond in a way that addresses your child's needs while also teaching them how to cope with their emotions. Tips for managing temper tantrums. Stay calm and patient. It can be difficult to keep your cool when your toddler is having a meltdown, but staying calm is crucial. If you react with anger or frustration, it can escalate the situation. Take deep breaths, speak softly, and model the behavior you want your child to learn. Acknowledge their feelings. Let your child know that you understand their feelings. Saying something like, "I see you're upset because you can't have the toy," can help your toddler feel heard and understood. Acknowledging their emotions doesn't mean you have to give in to their demands, but it can help diffuse the situation. Offer choices. Giving your toddler a sense of control can reduce the frequency of tantrums. Offer simple choices, such as, "Do you want to wear the red shirt or the blue shirt? Or do you want an apple or a banana for a snack?" This allows them to feel empowered while still setting boundaries. Distract and redirect. Sometimes, the best way to end a tantrum is to distract your child. Try redirecting their attention to something else, like a favorite toy or a different activity. For example, if they're upset about not being able to play outside, suggest a fun indoor game instead.